Are we in the gap? Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Netzivs Hamikdavar, Lezecher Nishmas, my father, Chaim Shmuel Ben Zev, and also for the Fuhr Shlema, for Sarah Bas Brindle. This week's Parsha, Parsha's Tazria. Also, as we celebrate Rosh Chodesh Nisan, preparing for Pesach. Are we in the right mind frame for Pesach prep? How much haven't we done? All the mistakes, all the cleaning, all the worries. Or is there a different mindful frame that we can be taking? Parsha Tesria, after dealing with certain laws around women and childbirth, goes into a topic for the rest of this Parsha, as well as into next week's Parsha, of Tzaras, sometimes translated as leprosy, but it is some kind of skin disease, and how it's, what it is and what it's about and all the details, I'm not going to get into this week. But to introduce these laws in Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Beis, the first word that is used is Adam, a person. And focusing on that word, as opposed to Ish, as opposed to not mentioning anything about who is affected or afflicted, the Netziv quotes the Zohar, not something that happens every day for the Netziv, Rosh Yeshiva of Elazhin, to be quoting a Kabbalistic source. But he explains, "Vinei kvar perish bezohar kadosh, de adam mashma'o chashuv." When you say somebody is a person, that's something that is elevated. That is, you're calling them, referring to them as important. And he goes on to explain, "Shebishvil hu talmid chacham, chasha kadosh baruch hu la'asos lo kapara." Because this person is a talmid chacham, is wise, has studied Torah, somebody who is worthy, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to give them a kapara, is willing to give them an atonement. And he links to a fascinating Gemara in Brachos Daf Hey, Amar of Yochanan, Negaim Uvanim Einan Yisurin Shel Ahava. When it comes to the afflictions of Tzaras, these skin disease, or the afflictions of having children, and sometimes the difficulty that those can bring, Einan Yisurin Shel Ahava. These are not suffering, they are not afflictions of love. What's an affliction of love? We've heard the concept sometimes, maybe Yisurin Shel Ahava. What's a Yisurin Shel Ahava? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Miyasro, that Hashem, says Rashi, is giving him an affliction, ba'olam hazeh, in this world, below shum avon, without any sin having been done, kedei laharbos scharo ba'olam haba, yoter michtei zechu Yosef, in order to give the person greater reward in the next world, in the world to come, greater than whatever the person was really meriting. And the Gemara continues. So here it's saying that Negayim is not a Yisurin Shel Ahava. Unegayim lo? Really? Says the Gemara. It asks. We're saying that Nega is not an affliction of Ahava. V'hatanya, we have in a Braisa. Kol mi sheyesh bo echad me'arba maros Negayim halalu. Anybody who has one of the four maros of Negayim, not going to get into the specific four right now, einan ela mizbeach kapara. That this is actually an altar of atonement. That says it in the other brisa, that somebody who has leprosy, somebody who has this tzara'as, it's considered a mizbeach kapara. It's an altar for atonement. Says the Gemara, yeah, mizbeach kapara havu. Yeah, it is an altar for atonement. Yisurin shel ahava lo havu. However, it's not considered an affliction of love. What's the difference? What's the difference between them? Says the Netziv, Me'ata hachi bir ha-mikra. Adam, shu talmud chacha. Somebody who is a chashuv person. Ki yebo se'es, o sepachas, o beheres. Anybody who has any of these different kinds of lesions, any of these, this plague, this affection, this affliction of tzaraz, azai v'haya le'or b'saro le'neged tzaraz. Then for that person, it becomes, as the Pasuk continues to say, it is... gets to the level of being a nega. It gets to the level of being an affliction. an affliction of tuma, an affliction of impurity that affects them. Hainu l'simanei tuma shiyu nikraim nega. They actually show the signs of this impurity. Masha'ein kein hedyot. However, normal person, a regular person, person who's not on that high level, sheyesh bos esos apachas, any of those kinds of lesions, lo yegiyu l'simanei tuma klal. They will not come to that that level. They will not get to that place. What's the difference? And Siv, I think, is explaining that the difference between a Yisurin Shel Ava and a Mizbeach Kapara is that a Mizbeach Kapara, an altar of atonement, is something where you did something wrong and therefore you got an affliction. There's something that reacted. You did something. You did a chet, you did a sin, you did an action, and there's a reaction to it. And it's something bad happens. You have to take a look and say, what did I do wrong? What's the mistake I made? But there's something else that's not a Mizbeach Kapara. It's a Yisurin Shel Av. It's an affection, an affliction of love. And it's something that can elevate you. That even though maybe you didn't deserve a bad thing to happen, it's something where you can take it and look at it and say, what's the opportunity that I have here in order to grow? How can I move forward? Are we in the gap? When we view things, is it always what could have, should have, would have been? What did I do wrong? Where's the mistake? What do I fix? Remember when I was first trading, learning how to trade on the stock market. And one of my first days, maybe it was the first day, I said, oh, I should have done this. And the guy sitting next to me said, we don't say shoulda, we don't say coulda, we don't say woulda. We don't think about that mistake in the back, we say, what can we learn in order to move forward? The difference between being in the gap, I'm here and I should have been there, versus being in the gate. I'm here. How can I get to there? How can I grow from this experience and move forward? Dan Sullivan, the great coach of coaches, the great executive coach, that's the language that he uses to try to reframe us, to try to move us from a, I did wrong, I'm bad, I'm not at the place I should be, versus I want to get to a greater place, I want to get there, and that is the affliction of for an Adam, a person. That's how they have to look at the future. That's how they have to look at the moment, even the present, something bad is happening. Is it because I did something bad? Or is it because I want to grow? I want to see this as Yisurin Shel Ava, that I can grow from it and go beyond even maybe my zechuyos. As we prepare for Pesach, there's a great line from the Pele Yoetz, which I heard from my friend Rav Shai Schechter. Pele Yoetz is a book of Jewish Musar literature, ethics, first published in Constantinople, 1820s, by Rabbi Eliezer Papo. And he says, when it comes to his Erech Chametz, dealing with Pesach, Ubi Yoser Tzarech Lehis Orer B'tshuva Ela Hashloshim Yom Kodem Pesach. We have a concept of 30 days before any holiday, 30 days before Pesach, which happens to be on Purim, that we start to prepare, we start to learn for the next Yontif, we start to learn for Pesach. Says the Pele Yoetz, it's 30 days before, not only do we have to start learning and studying, but we also have to be misorer b'tshuva. We have to start to look at our deeds and think about how we can elevate ourselves. Ki einenu techalena el tzipiyosenu tzipinu lema'amar chachmei Yisrael sheyomru b'nisan nigalu v'nisan atidim ligael. That we have to look and use our eyes to set our expectations. Einenu techalena el tzipiyosenu tzipinu, our great expectations and our great hopes, that not only in Nisan Nigalu, not looking just back in history, that in Nisan we had Yitzias Mitzrayim, Uben Nisan Tidin Liga, that we have this opportunity to be in the gain, to be looking forward, to be growing, and to be getting closer to Hashem, and being getting closer to the Mashiach, and to the ultimate Geula, Bimhera B'yameinu.